right, we got a fun one coming up here on the KMA video stream here this week in Northwest Missouri as Rockport takes on Nottoway Valley. We're previewing the Rockport side of things now here today, talking with head coach Dalton Jones. Of course, coach, you guys got a pretty big matchup coming up here on Friday. But first, take us back to last week real quick. Obviously, you guys take care of business again there against South Hold, a 56-0 win there in that one. I guess just kind of give us obviously kind of your thoughts, kind of takeaways on that win last week for your guys.
Well, I think we jumped out early. We were coming out. We were fired up. We were. It was a home game, our first home game in a couple weeks. So, our guys were pretty hyped up to just be playing at home, and we came out with a mission. Our guys were kind of motivated to really improve on some things, some fundamental things that we've been preaching, and really try to get ourselves motivated for future games and what we were doing. So our guys were fired up, but we were blocking well. Our line played well. And Brock Holmes had some big runs. Jack Meyercourt caught some big passes, or a big pass for us that got us in the end zone. Jack ran back two punt returns for a touchdown, for touchdowns, I should say. Defensively, we were just flying around making tackles. Our defensive line played really, really well. Ryder Heron and Gabe Gephardt were really playing well for us. Our linebackers made some tackles. Brock Holmes had an interception in that game. I just thought from start to finish, we were very motivated and energetic, and we were really trying to, just get the job done, but also do it in sort of a motivated, dominant fashion, and I thought we played really well.
Certainly, and obviously, 7-0 now here on the season. You're holding teams to around 8 points a game, scoring over 63 points a game. What do you feel has really kind of been the thing that's made this team kind of tick this year? Obviously, to be 7-0 at this point, quite a few things going right. But what do you feel maybe have been some of the biggest things that have really led to the success you guys have had this year?
I would say it's a huge testament to our guys, our leadership, our guys' motivation. I'm super blessed to coach this group. I've got guys that are really motivated to do some things. They're not content on just being good enough. They set goals for themselves every week. We get after it in practice. We get a little chippy with each other in practice. I mean, we're always competing against one another. I've just seen a lot of growth in a lot of our boys throughout the year, from last year to this year and just throughout the last few years, really taking things seriously, not playing down to opponents. I mean, that's nothing against anybody we've played. It's just the reality of it. We're not just going through the motions. I mean, we're trying to get better at something. And not every team's like that. Not every team I've coached has been like that. This team has been a little different in that sense, that they just want to get better. And I think that has been a huge part of it. And not only that, we have a bunch of unselfish guys that are doing it. That makes us unselfish. We're blocking for each other. We're congratulating each other for good blocks or for good tackles or doing their jobs correctly. So top down, huge testament to our leadership. I think that's what has got us here. We understand every week we still have more to do and more things that we want to get better at. So, they're taking that. They're really trying to get better. And we still have a long way to go, but hopefully we can continue getting better and staying focused like we have been.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I know you mentioned Brock Holmes' name a couple of times from last week. I know he's been a big part of your guys' rushing attack this season. Kind of talk about what he's brought and really just kind of in general, I guess, kind of what's helped you guys have some success on the ground this year.
Well, Brock runs hard. He runs really, really hard. He is almost an angry runner when he goes. He reads the defense well. He knows where to cut. But he'll tell you too. What's great, I even just talked about leadership. He's one that's always willing to pass it off to the offensive line. Our offensive line guys, they take pride in getting gaps open and getting to the right guys, and not just blocking them hard, but blocking how they're blocking them. So they're really working hard for him to get the gaps open and get him space to run. Brock has been really good about giving credit to them. And he takes pride in him running the ball hard and being physical on all of his runs. But that has been a big thing for him, is just running really hard and then having guys block for him. That's been a big key for us, and been a huge part of our identity this season for sure.
Certainly, of course, mention a big matchup coming up here against Nottoway Valley here on Friday. I guess just kind of talk a little bit, obviously it's a battle of unbeaten teams coming up here this week. I guess kind of talk about that Nottoway Valley team, what you guys have seen from them this year, what you're kind of expecting to see here on the field on Friday.
Oh, well, they are a very, very good football team. Coach Calfee has done an amazing job with the last several years with his squad. He's a good coach and does a great job. They have a lot of athletes. They get them out in space and they get the ball to their guys, and they're hard to bring down because of how athletic they are. They do have some size and some speed. So I expect it to be a very physical football game, and I think it'll be a well contested football game. They're good at what they do. Hopefully, we're motivated enough to, we have to go to their place, and I know they're going to have some motivation from against us from last year. They're going to come at us hard. They're going to be physical. They're going to be well coached. They're going to have a good plan. They're going to try to stop our run game, try to frustrate us, and we just have to be on our stuff. We have to be. Understand our overall philosophy is, one play at a time. So we just have to do that. Take it one play at a time, one step at a time. And, we get some things going our way. I think a key for us will be making sure we can protect the ball. Just that will be a big thing for us, is protecting the football, blocking linebackers. They have two really good linebackers. And then we're just going to have to find ways to get them to the ground on defense and make some tackles, because they're shifty, they're athletic. It'll be tough for us, but we're very excited for the challenge and very excited to have this matchup.
Certainly, again, talking here with the Rockport head coach, Dalton Jones. And Coach, thank you so much for the time here today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck, of course, coming up here on Friday.
All right, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.